In the underworld, language changes as quickly as the fortunes of the people who use it. It can be baffling to keep current. By the time everybody learns a few words, the vocabulary has changed again. Now, today, parents, police, and social service agencies are struggling to keep up with the language of drug dealers. But the words and the drugs they signify shift constantly. Two online dictionaries are now offering help, reportedly with up-to-the-minute translations of the latest jargon. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, they get lots of use.
Luke Bergman is an anthropologist and a social worker. He studies teenage drug dealers in inner-city Detroit.
When I was first talking with kids, I was immensely struck by how difficult it was for me to understand even the most rudimentary conversations.
Bergman plays a recording of an interview with one of his contacts, a 16-year-old crack dealer. The boy is explaining the different amounts of cocaine that move on the street.
Okay, I'm gonna break it down to you, right? It's a 16, 8-bar, quarter, a half a O, a O, a AFI, and then it's bird. Then it's a bird.
Understanding this jargon can help social workers and law enforcement get a better grasp of the drug culture. In this case, a sense for which dealers are moving significant quantities of cocaine.
If you get an AFI in the hood, that's supposed to be a come up. You doing things now, you know what I'm saying?
That's what makes a person come up, is if they got an AFI.
If you working with a big AFI, you the man.
Tracking the language of the drug trade isn't easy. The spread of new drugs and new slang is amazingly rapid. Lately, police on the East Coast have been hearing a lot about a prescription painkiller known to doctors as OxyContin. On the street, Oxy or OxyContin is the latest fad. When abused, the drug is highly addictive and produces a quick, heroin-like euphoria. Anita Timrots is with the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
There's new terms coming out every single day as new trends in drug use emerge, as they move across the country. They're changing constantly.
Timrots' agency offers a website with more than 2,500 drug terms that's updated constantly. The information comes from narcotics agents and rehab clinics, and it's used by tens of thousands of people.
We realized it would be beneficial to other people, particularly parents. Poison control centers have used it, court reporters have used it, teachers and clergy.
You get that many hits, they're coming literally from all over the planet, from all sorts of people.
Dr. William Bailey runs a similar online dictionary at the Indiana Prevention Resource Center. He says his website received hundreds of thousands of hits last year, many of them from active drug users.
We also get a lot of email that probably people sitting high on their couch watching TV and probably using the drugs that they're writing us about. So it really is probably being used by a lot more people than we had originally envisioned.
The website is so popular, Bailey says, that it's begun to feed information back to the popular culture. Writers and filmmakers use the site, hoping to get their language straight. The idea is that scenes like this one from the film Go will sound more authentic.
This is the real thing. Pharmaceutical grade, not that crunchy herbal rave shit. Don't let anybody double dose. You'd be frying eggs off them in the emergency room.
Understood.
One hit... or headbanger.
Understood.
These movies and website dictionaries reflect a shifting drug culture, but not everyone thinks the reflection is accurate. Stephen Wishnia is senior editor at High Times, a magazine devoted to the legalization of marijuana and hallucinogenics. He says a lot of the words on these websites are hopelessly outdated, more interesting for their historic value.
Some of these terms they have on there are, you know, terms that have not been used since the 1930s or 40s, you know, for marijuana, you know, Grifa, Panatella, Mighty Mez, you know, that's 1930s slang. That's after Mez Mesro, who was Louis Armstrong's pot dealer.
But as a writer working on the fringes of the drug scene, Wishnia concedes that it's difficult to stay current.
It's a, you know, generational thing. You know, I'm probably twice the age of most of the people in the rave culture.
The words are often obscure, but at times the language offers a kind of thumbnail insight.
Okay, once raw heads, they can shoot, right? They could be shooting. They can sniff. They always want something to take them to that next level. But then you got the motherfucking crackheads that just get them some good pure dope that they like. They just smoke. They smoke that shit back to back, back to back, back to back. And then after they smoke all that shit up, they still want more.
There's a real stark realism that comes about with a lot of the slang.
Again, Dr. William Bailey at the Indiana Prevention Resource Center.
Wasted, bombed, trashed. It really is insightful. You know, they're all very negative kind of context. And when you see those patterns, it begins to show you that the people that are caught up in that situation recognize the negativity as well.
Many of the words listed in these websites also have an ironic sort of beauty. It's desperate poetry sent back from the world of street dealers and hard partiers and junkies. In their language, the aurora borealis is PCP. Blue kisses are methamphetamines. And then there are teardrops. Those are the doses of crack cocaine packaged neatly in the clipped corners of plastic bags. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York.